Hi everyone, same man here. Don't mind the voice, I got a little bit of COVID. So anyway, this video is brought to you by a donation from SD MGTOW, and here's what he briefly has to say. Hi Sandman, I love your content, especially when you occasionally make a sarcastic comment that's humorous. Keep speaking the truth, brother. SD stands for single dad happily going his own way, since being divorced right by divorce court in California many years ago. Well, SD, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I hope you get a kick out of this story. It's an old story, but it's a new one to me, and I couldn't help but laugh at the stupid yet secretly horny women that paid at least $1,650 to stay in a tent for 3 days on an island in Croatia, and see two concerts by Jared Leto's band called 30 Seconds to Mars. Some people even paid $7,150 per person so they could sleep in a fixed building with walls and running water. Plus service fees, of course. I say people, but what I really mean is women. Look at some of the photos from what Leto himself calls a cult, and tell me that it's not 95% plus women. A few gay guys and some simps that paid that money to go to the island. It just proves the point that women have no problem sharing the top alpha males. The photos I'm using from the event are from 2019, but he also ran it back in 2021. Not sure if it was going on in 2020 because of COVID. I saw this story when it popped up on a Twitter feed, and I thought it was recent. And so did the people posting it. At first I thought that being trapped on Mars Island with Jared Leto with a bunch of creepy women all wearing white sounded like a start of a horror movie. After all, hasn't anyone seen The Wicker Man before? In this one photo, Jared Leto looks like a regal Australian cattle dog making sure his herd gets to where they need to go. You know that all these women want to sleep with them too. Look at the ratio of women to men. If I was a pickup artist and I had unlimited amounts of money, I'd go to a place like this. The ratio has to be at least 95 women for every 5 guys. If you go to something like that, women will know you have the money to pay for the events. The ratio is probably closer to 99 to 1 once you eliminate the gay males and effeminate soy boys. In this picture, I counted the number of men, and it was only 10 guys, and the rest were women. One was obese, and there looked like a gay couple on the right side. In the peanut gallery, you could see a whole bunch of soy boys. The more I thought about it, the more I realized that here you have a captive audience of women. Horny for Leto, but they can't get him, so they'll probably be willing to sleep with you instead. All you have to do is not be gay, disabled, and full of soy. If you were there for 3 days and paid $1,500 to sleep in a tent, you could probably find some decent-looking women to get together with. People say it's not a cult, but Leto says, yes, this is a cult, and I'm a spiritual leader. I think the idea is to make people curious about it, and I wouldn't be surprised if many of the attendees were actually reporters. I'll discuss more about this joker hurting women on his island and taking thousands of dollars from thirsty women in just a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs. Before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to Jared Leto ripping off retarded land whales and soy boys clown world show. Normally I hate scammers, but in this case, I have no problems with it. I used to film and photograph events like this where the host would charge $10,000 to provide an intense 3 or 4 days worth of training in something completely irrelevant. I didn't care because myself and the audio guy would be collecting thousands of dollars from these sorts of women. This story was from a few years ago, and I'm surprised I missed this. I also spent a few minutes listening to Jared Leto's band 30 Seconds to Mars, and they sounded like they were constantly reinventing themselves. In the 2010s, he sounded like a rock band from the late 90s and early 2000s. In 2008, with his song Rescue Me, he sounds like he's going down the EDM route. But regardless, his sound isn't really for me. It's too vanilla. What I'm really impressed by with this guy is all the women he's dated. I'll just read you the 10 most famous ones, including Katy Perry, Miley Cyrus, Paris Hilton, Scarlett Johansson, Ashley Olsen, Cameron Diaz, Britney Spears, and Halsey, plus a whole bunch of supermodels thrown into the mix. Now he's dating a 26-year-old supermodel half his age. The fact that he's gotten his hands on all these women and they didn't try and persuade other women to stay away from him in the tight-knit entertainment community shows you he understands female nature. After all, he won an Oscar for playing a trans woman and perfected female mannerisms and body language, so he understands female nature to a great extent. At the very least, he's purple-pilled and doesn't want to get married. He gets into relationships, but like Leonardo DiCaprio, he's not going to marry a woman and give her control over his life. The closest he came was getting engaged to Cameron Diaz, which he called off. He also looks a lot younger than he is. He's 50 years old, probably from not having to worry about the stress of being married. The joke's on all the women and scattered simps paying for his cult. Their money is probably going to beauty treatments, so he gets to keep himself looking young and banging supermodels, and not them. He's exploiting his LMS, or looks, money, and status, to get money from these women. This guy's like the real-life Tinder swindler, except he gets to keep all the money that he collects from dumb Western women, and no one will say anything bad about it. He's leveraging his looks to extract hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars each year, from women, and the occasional gay man or simp that visits Mars Island. Just because you don't see many men at this event doesn't mean that men don't get swindled in a similar fashion. I think of guys that fall for Tony Robbins. They go to his events and feel motivated for a week or two, and then they go back to their old ways. Nothing changes. Again, I shouldn't be complaining because I used to film events with motivational speakers years ago. But from everything I've seen, it's women that are stupid enough to fall for this sort of stuff. The prices for Mars Island didn't even include the cost of the flight to Europe or the transportation to the island. Maybe I don't care because I've been around dozens of celebrities filming them at events throughout my lifetime. But I can understand people's almost religious experience in their eyes when they meet their celebrity heroes. I saw that in my own life when I went to a men's rights conference and told a few people that I was a Sandman. That was back when I only had 4,000 subscribers, and I saw that fanboy look in their eyes. And after that, I didn't really tell people who I was in public. It's a happy, disgusting, naive look like the one you see many women giving him in this crowd. Leto wants to come across as being a guru. He's already got Oscar-winning actor and rock star under his belt. So why wouldn't a bunch of naive women not believe he can't make their lives better and give them good advice? It's also really creepy how this guy doesn't look like he's aging. It's like there's a painting of him in his attic that looks like Dorian Gray. Most likely it's just plastic surgery, weight training, good hair and makeup people, healthy nutrition, and a low-stress lifestyle. This guy's most women's dream. He dresses like a dandy, he's famous and musically creative, and a great actor. He has tons of money and he's managed to keep his looks into middle age. I'm surprised that he's not being shamed into marriage the way that Leonardo DiCaprio has. Why aren't people asking him, why isn't he getting married yet? Even the mainstream media and feminists aren't shaming him about why he's sleeping with young 20-something models. He's older than Leo and yet he hasn't been shamed the same way. Maybe it's because he played that gay trans-looking character and people don't want to risk looking homophobic. I don't know. But you just know that a less good-looking male actor or celebrity wouldn't be able to pull off the whole cult island thing or not be criticized about their lack of marriage status. Maybe they just don't want to age-shame him like they did Leo. I think that's about all I got to say about this story. For the rest of this video, I want to cover a story about the sexist menus in Italy. Abby Chatfield, British podcaster and radio host, criticized that in Italy, there are two sets of menus. One for a man and another for a woman. The male menus have the price and the female ones don't. She says that's the patriarchy in action and it's very sexist. Funny enough, the articles I read about this didn't mention why the prices were hidden from women. I did a little bit more digging and found out that yes, there is actually sexism going on. But it's actually aimed at the men of Italy. Men are the ones that are expected to pick up the tab and not women. So that's why it makes sense to only show the prices to men. Gee, the Italian patriarchy sounds really oppressive to women now, doesn't it? Women in restaurants in Italy getting a free ride, and yet the men paying for them are being called misogynists by a clueless English woman named Abby Chatfield. So I guess you can understand why Italian men are pissed off at her and leaving bad posts on her social media. Can you imagine what it must be like dating in that culture? No wonder the birth rates are plummeting in that country, and the fertility rate stands at 1.3. There are also probably some Italian women that started using guys for dates in that country for free meals. Only 5% of the women have to do that in the country, and it'll ruin the dating market for all the other women. Dating is probably dead in that country because of stupid menu things like this. Abby would probably have no problem getting a menu with the price on it, if she took her handsome male cat on a date there once in a while. It's not like if a single female diner or group of women go to a restaurant together, they won't get to see the prices. Women in their double-D-double-think never ceases to amaze me. You might be on fire running down the street, and they might be chasing you with a bucket of gasoline, claiming that they're only there to help you. If anything, it's Italian women that should be angry at Abby, because they've got a pretty good menu scam going on in Italy, and she might be ruining it for some attention. Croatia is right next door to Italy as well. Maybe instead of handing their money off to Jared Leto, those women could go to Italy and con some man out of a free meal. Odds are most of those women can't because they aren't as beautiful as the Italian ladies. That's the thing about living in a somewhat traditional country. The women are forced to take care of themselves more. Or at least that's what I would think would be happening in Italy. but apparently 45% of Italian adults are now overweight or obese. And that was back in 2020. That would be like the average man in North America being forced to pay to go out with a 200-pound land whale. And she wouldn't even get to see the prices, as she would choose the biggest feast on that menu. If you're a man in Italy thinking of taking a woman to a restaurant date, thanks but no thanks. Who do these Italian women think they are? Jared Leto. Leto, however, can get away with taking advantage of junior land whales all he wants, because he's thin, famous, and good-looking. When I was in southern Italy, many of the local women looked like they were dwarves. I noticed that many had somewhat short, stubby legs, an elongated torso, tiny tatas, and generally overweight. This was back almost 20 years ago now. The situation certainly hasn't improved since then. The women on Mars Island did actually look better than the Italian dwarf dames that I saw those years ago. Anyway, that's it for today. Thanks again to SD MGTOW for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that every junior land whale wants to get smashed by Jared's harpoon. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that complain that it's sexism against women when men are forced to pay for women's meals in Italian restaurants away. So enjoy the rest of your day. And cheers.